The programme for government that we're discussing shows quite clearly that while the election results returned one of the biggest changes in political representation, in actual fact it yielded one of the most negligible changes in policy. And it is somewhat ironic to sit here and listen to Fianna Fáil aconing the broken promises of Fine Gael and Labour, when in reality those broken promises are in effect the policies which Fianna Fáil and the Greens began. And I think far from being a programme of national recovery, the programme for government is a programme of national austerity. It's a recipe for more of the same, and undoubtedly it will have a devastating impact on the living standards of ordinary people. And I just want to deal briefly with the issue of jobs, which apart from the human cost for those who are unemployed and the loss of potential and talent of our people, there is of course the impact also on the economy. And unless the jobs crisis is dealt with, there cannot be any recovery. And just talking about job creation doesn't deliver any jobs. And there really is no meat on the bones of the government's proposal. We have a 100-day promise. It certainly doesn't give the hope that the Taoiseach referred to for young people in this country earlier on today. And in contradiction to the previous deputy, the only figure given on the government side, that is, the only figure given in relation to jobs in this programme is one for job reduction, and it's the 25,000 jobs lost in the public sector, which are going to have a significant impact on public services which have already lost 17,000 jobs in SNAs, firefighters, teaching staff and so on, not to mind the cost to the Exchequer. And it's just simply a total contradiction in your proposals. And you can call them radical, but there really is no meat there to substantiate that. Because what you've got is one minister's department commissioned to carry out the slaughter in the public sector, which, as has been said, will not be voluntary, because you couldn't even get that in the HSE. You're certainly not going to get it there. And another replacing those with training places. Now, training places and 60,000 internships, which we've no details on whether there'll be any finance to back that up, is not a replacement of those jobs. In conclusion, Cathaoirleach, look, there's a fundamental flaw in the whole strategy in that it completely relies on the private sector to solve a crisis of half a million people unemployed, and it's simply not going to happen by tinkering with PRSI and VAT. That's just going to scratch the surface. Incidentally, you'll be forfeiting 1.8 billion in revenue by doing that, and it doesn't seem to be mentioned in your programme. The reality is that the private sector has shown itself unwilling to invest because their profit margins aren't guaranteed. And we've had a strike of capital, in fact, in this country over the past years. The only way the issues can be addressed is by a state-led programme. And instead, your government is doing the opposite by selling off state assets, by putting monies into the banks rather than investing in a radical jobs programme. And quite simply, that's a recipe for more of the same, for continued job losses, not job creation.
Thank you, Deputy Matthew McGrath.